four, and he lost 0.2 of a second the previous lap to Cole Custer. That last time by kind of held serve, but C. Bell is struggling. That thing for a while today looked like it was on rails. And again, if you just joined us, he's run three Xfinity races at New Hampshire. He's won all three. He was trying to go 4 for 4, still trying to do that, but Cole Custer trying to rein on that parade.
I mean, he can easily still do it. He's still got a very good race car, but it's not going to be that easy. I'm watching Corey Heim right now. He's in a pretty good fight here with Riley Herbst. That's a fight for six, Pat.
Yeah, watching them come down the backstretch and continue, or excuse me, about a minute in turns 3 and 4 over here. Got a good afternoon for him as they work their way out of here.
As the leaders come back to the stripe, there's going to be 65 laps to go. Custer now is going to be having to handle some heavy traffic that's up ahead, Rob, and he'll have to be careful about that.
He just got around the car of Ryan Ellis. Now he'll go to work on several others as he's in turn number one. It's Ryan Sieg directly ahead, as well as Garrett Smithley, and then three others, including Haley Deegan. Custer does a good job of working lap traffic, figuring out where you want to pass, and as slow as some of these cars are in the middle of the corner down here in 3 and 4, you really got to have a game plan, and you got to be way out in front. That's where Custer is right now, continues to hammer off turn 4.
Pat, you make a good point there. He has to be as careful of some of these cars that are well off of his pace as he is the faster cars. Custer's back in one.
Now he's got half a dozen cars dead ahead. Ryan Sieg will be first up, trying to capitalize as Christopher Bell, but he's got traffic of his own to deal with before he even thinks about getting to Cole Custer. Custer works down the backstretch now. Once again, he's going to have some cars in front of him that he needs to make quick work of right in front of him as he works in the middle of 3 and 4. A couple of lap cars working around. Haley Deegan is in the middle of that with Garrett Smithley.
And they now line up single file to give Custer a path to the inside in turn number one. They move out of the way. Leader goes down to the bottom.
Well, we'll get around the Garrett Smithley machine, having already dispatched with Kyle Sieg. Now he'll work to the inside of Haley Deegan, but she'll stay in front of him off turn two. Down the back stretch they go. Once again, Smithley out of the way. Haley Deegan right in front. Cole Custer quickly goes to the bottom of the racetrack. She'll take the high side of the racetrack, and he'll make that move, get around him, and start working his way again through the lap traffic.
Yeah, a lot of running the picket line of lap traffic here. It looks like it's going to be Glenn Reen next in line. He's a guy that's also making his Xfinity debut today, Rob.
Glenn gives Cole plenty of racing room. He'll move up two lanes. Cole running right on the bottom. So now he has just one more car to deal with. That's the Mason Massey machine.
Yeah, Mason Massey about six cars out in front of him now as he'll work around him quickly, and then he's got a lot of smooth sailing.
Don't forget, Christopher Bell is having to deal with all of the exact cars we just talked about. Here's the leader, all four.
As he works his way across the line, he'll put a lap on Mason Massey. There's 61 laps to go in the SIAPS 200, and right now we'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
61 laps to go in the SIAPS 200 here at New Hampshire. Cole Custer leads by 3 seconds over Christopher Bell. Justin Bonsignor is going to be third. Chandler Smith will be fourth. And fifth will be Sheldon Creed.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Feel like you're in the driver's seat and never miss a second of race action with Racing Electronics. Listen in on uncensored audio from every team in the race. See them in the vendor area to purchase yours today or learn more at racingelectronics.com. toyota.com. 58 laps to go. Cole Custer is the leader by 3.4 seconds over Christopher Bell. From New Hampshire Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would, how easily soil gets moved with a 1-series tractor, or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
All right, the crew chiefs about ready to earn their pay here. It looks like we'll have one round of green flag pit stops left. Got to give it to Cole Custer, his crew chief, Jonathan Toney. Mark, they've called a perfect race. Cole's held a really pretty wheel today, and they've carved out a 3.5-second lead here with 55 to go.
Doug, he's led 86 laps and counting, and it's very much like Christopher Bell has done here before. We kind of looked at this race. Will he go 4 for 4? And Cole Custer has tore a page out of Christopher Bell's playbook here at New Hampshire. I don't think he's been anywhere outside the top five at any point today. As we go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brad Gilley.
Well, Mark, I can tell you that Jonathan Toney has brought Cole Custer a perfect race car here today. He's very happy where he is running out front right now. He just got on the radio. They talk about making pit stops here within the next 5 laps or so. Only thing from Cole Custer, I don't know if I'd touch it. They're going to come in, get 4 tires, top them off with Sunoco, and they hope to go the distance.
All right, thanks a lot, Brad Gilley, one of our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. So, Mark, this could present an opportunity for somebody to pick up some spots here, maybe even gain some ground on Cole Custer, but they're going to have him have a faux pas down there on pit lane. If not, I think it probably pays a pat hand.
Well, as Brad was talking about, they're well inside the fuel window, so they can come at any point. So the big decision for Mr. Toney is, do we become the straw that stirs the drink by becoming the first car to come down pit road? Because if Custer comes down pit road, you'll have a bunch of guys follow. You'll also have a bunch of guys hanging out there, hopefully trying to pin him down one lap late in this event. So, well, that's a big decision by the leader coming up.
It usually seems like, and you've talked about this a lot while we've been up here over the years, the guy that makes the first move, the team that decides, they sort of dictate the race. They control the race, I feel like.
And here is Christopher Bell. He is going to be pitting from the second position. Let's go down to Brad Gilley.
All right, Christopher Bell is bringing his Toyota Supra down to his pit box into the service of Tyler Allen. Crew goes around to the right side of the race car. No chassis wrench going in on this side. A little bit slow on the right side with this pit stop. They are going to make a 4-tire change, and they'll top him off with Sunoco. Alan Cabana.
Sammy Smith in on my end. Riley Herbst in on my end, pitting from the top 10. He had a lot of trouble getting through traffic. They're going to make an adjustment. Clean pit stop for Riley Herbst in the 98.
The leader, Cole Custer, will follow C. Bell back down pit road. He is on pit lane now in front of Brad Gilley.
And he just slid into that pit box. The crew is going around to the right side. Again, no adjustments. Cole Custer said his car was perfect. It'll be a 4-tire change. Second can of Sunoco fuel is going in. They knock off an ultra-fast pit stop. Brett McMillan.
Jason Bonsignor is in, having a great run in this car. Won earlier today in the modifieds. 4-tire change for him. Been happy with the car. He's about to peel out. A little bit slow on the left side, having some problems on the left side before he finally peels out. Corey Heim also in, been happy with his car. And Austin Hill's in as well. Austin Hill said he's had no grip in that car at all, Brad Gilley.
The
Justin Allgaier drove from the back of the field up to nearly the top 10 on that run, but said he was losing it towards the end. He just came in for what should be his final pit stop. We'll see if they made it any faster, Brad Gilley.
Sheldon Creed has his Toyota GR Super to the service of that number 18 crew. It'll be a four-tire change for him. No adjustments for Sheldon Creed. Brett McMillan.
Sam Mayer's in. They're making a four-tire change, taking some time on the left rear to check some brakes. He's going under the left side of the car now. He said the car has just been tight. Now they're looking on the left side of the car. It's a 16.7-second stop. Shane Van Gisbergen also in. No comments from him. Just getting laps, and they're happy the way he's driving.
We're checking the delta now between Cole Custer and second-place running Christopher Bell, because that's going to be the key indicator if all of this stays green and this cycles around. It looks like, to my eye, that it's going to be a big advantage here for Custer, Mark.
It is going to be over 5 seconds. A great call by Cole Custer's crew chief. When C. Bell came down pit lane, he was going to match him. We've got the fastest car. We're not going to give up a number of laps. While you've got fresh tires, we're on old tires, and it looks like Cole Custer will eventually cycle back to the number one spot.
Jonathan Toney forced everybody else's hand. It is played to the advantage. Cole Custer picked up almost 2 seconds on Christopher Bell. Not everybody has been on pit road yet, but when they cycle around, it should be Cole Custer back up on the point, and we'll see if that indeed plays out the way it looks right now.
The cars who have not pitted, Carson Quapel in the Junior Motorsports machine has inherited the lead. Brandon Jones second, Alex Bowman third, Kyle Weatherman in fourth, Josh Williams fifth, Anthony Alfredo sixth, Parker Retzlaff seventh, and then you get to Cole Custer in that eighth position.
So now if this stays green, it probably will cycle out to Cole Custer, goes back to the point with maybe a pretty big cushion. And Mark, I think we've seen a couple of times today for Justin Signore, he's had a great race today. He's driven a smart race, but that's a team that's not as honed, and he is not maybe as experienced at making these live fire pit stops as some of these other guys. It's hurt him a couple of times.
A green flag pit stop is a big difference from a yellow flag pit stop, and they've had their problems under those here today. Not terrible, but again, something for Justin Bonsignor to have to get a hold of, but it still does not take away from his great performance this afternoon. We've got 45 laps to go in the SIAPS 200. Carson Quapel currently showing the way.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
All right, we've been told that right now the race leader Carson Quapel and Alex Bowman riding third, trying to stretch the fuel as long as they can, hoping they get a caution and they can cycle around and get a little bit of track position. As we see Haley Deegan now dive down on the pit road, she'll go another lap down here. Top five are Carson Quapel, Brandon Jones, Alex Bowman, Kyle Weatherman, and Cole Custer in fifth. From New Hampshire Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin.
In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Friday's Justin Bonsignor today as well. We should, Mark. He's had a great run, camped out in the top five. That pit stop's going to hurt him, but it looks like when most of these other guys cycle around, he's still going to be firmly inside the top 10. That's something to be really proud of today.
A great debut after a winning effort in the modifieds, as we talked about earlier today. And boy, they had to get up early for that one. They green flagged it at 10 o'clock this morning, and that was a pretty good race. And Justin, of course, won it. Third time he's won in the modifieds here at New Hampshire. And if you've never seen a modified race here at New Hampshire, it is like Daytona. They draft. They just absolutely fly.
And he had to beat out his cousin to win the thing today. Kyle Bonsignor was running and leading with two to go, and then Justin got around him, took the lead away. So it was a little family feud going on here.
Going to make Thanksgiving and Christmas a little bit tougher, maybe.
Just a little bit more interesting. Now, we're thinking that Quapple, Brandon Jones, Bowman can go to somewhere in the neighborhood of lap 170.
And, Doug, it's just a matter of time. Again, Custer now has just got moved up to the fourth position. Seabell is, Doug, better than 5 seconds behind him right now. He should cycle into the number two spot. But Custer, if they stay out in the racetrack, that car's absolutely on rails. He may just go up and take the lead before they have a chance to hit pit road.
I mean, one of our stories coming into this race is the points leader and the defending champion hasn't won this year. Apparently he was listening because he's trying to do something about it. Don't give him the flag yet, but with 36 to go, that car really looks stout.
Yeah, Cole Custer certainly very good this afternoon. Alex Bowman on pit road. Now let's go to Alan Cavana.
Yeah, this was a strategy call for the entire time. They figured if they pitted with everybody else, they were just going to finish where everybody else was. So this was a strategy call, hoping to get a few more points, hoping for that caution that never came.
Yeah, it's not going to work out. Now that they stayed out, that's going to kind of cook the goose. They will not even finish probably in the top 10.
But, you know, that car, that Hendrick Xfinity car that they roll out and put different drivers in, it's usually pretty racy. I guess it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, Alex Bowman drove from 37th basically all the way up to inside the top 10. So he had a fast car. Again, by strategy, it's not going to pay off.
Uncontrolled tire for Alex Bowman, so he's got to do a pass-through. So he was working on trying to have a pretty good day. That just took a torpedo to midship.
He really does have a dislike for this racetrack because those kind of things just happen to him again and again and again. And it's why he ran the Xfinity Series race today, hoping that somehow he could turn his luck around before he gets to the Cup race tomorrow afternoon.
All right, Brandon Jones is coming in to pit now, and so that moves Cole Custer up to second. Let's go down now to Brad Gilley.
Brandon Jones now getting his final pit stop here. Crew is on the left side. They were just going to try and stay out as long as they could and hope for what they could. Zeki Canisano goes in. That last tire is going on. Little struggle with the left rear. Brandon Jones down and away. Brett McMillan.
And Carson Kloeffel is going to be coming down pit road this time. And that will give up the lead to do that. And he is pulling down pit road right now. It's going to be a dance here. And up, no problem at all. It's Anthony Alfredo still in his pit stall. So Carson Kloeffel comes to a stop. This is the Junior Motorsports car, number 88. The right side tires are off. They're giving him a shock bar adjustment around to the left side. Smooth stop so far. Get him jacked up. And left side tires going on. Top it off the Sunoco fuel. And he peels out. It's a 16.3-second stop.
So decent stop there, not world-breaking, but and we've got a yellow flag. We've got a car going around out on the track right now.
Yeah, that's Armani Williams again. Had a problem down the backstretch. Gets that car going again, spins it out. As you just said, caution back out.
Yeah, he's had a rough day today. That's two yellows Armani's brought out. We'll take a break, come back, and get ready for the dash to the end.
This summer, NASCAR is back at Nashville Super Speedway, June 28th through the 30th for the Ally 400 race weekend. Guitars and fast cars right here in Music City. From the campgrounds to the track, you don't want to miss the excitement. Get your tickets now to watch your favorite drivers take on the 1.33 miles of concrete chaos.
Chastain up high, and they stay glued together into one.
Visit NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com to lock in your spot for the Rackley Roofing 200, the Tennessee Lottery 250, and the Ally 400 now.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Want more unfiltered NASCAR analysis? Well, visit our YouTube channel at GoPRN Live. There you'll find expert opinions, race breakdowns, and much more from our great lineup of studio programming. Like and subscribe to GoPRN Live today. Now, the green light is flashing on pit road. An interesting strategy call coming now as, again, the teams with tires are going to be sorely tempted to come onto pit road, but we'll have to see.
You don't have ancient tires on your car. Most of them pitted within the last 10 laps. But let's see what the call is here right now as they get ready to come on the pit road. Cole Custer, race leader, the guy that was dominating, has decided to dive onto pit road, Alan Kavanagh.
And I'm waiting on Chandler Smith, who will pull in. They made his car faster, some of the fastest laps of his race. They say he can pass Cole Custer. He wants more of that change to make him even better. They're on the right side of the car, putting the right side tires on, running around to the left side, looking like a clean stop so far for Chandler Smith, who's trying to run down the leader, Brad Gilley.
Jonathan Toney told Cole Custer 17 laps on these tires about the time they start to degrade. They came in, they got a four-tire change. Christopher Bell, Parker Retzloff also in for four tires in Sunoco on my end. Brett McMillan.
Austin Hill's come in. He's getting four tires in Sunoco Fuel also in. Sam Mayer getting four tires as well. And Shane Van Gisbergen decided to get 12 lap scuffs. Take off the 17 lappers he had on.
Cole Custer will beat Christopher Bell off the pit lane. Chandler Smith, Parker Kligerman next in line, followed by Sammy Smith and Austin Hill. Right now we owe our stations a break. Here it is. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
We're back at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, the Magic Mile, the SiAPS 200 for the Xfinity Series. So far this afternoon, Cole Custer has led the most laps, 94. 42 for Christopher Bell. They could be duking it out here for the checkered flag here in just a moment. Want to remind you, we're back on the air tomorrow at 1:30 Eastern for the USA Today 301. And as another reminder, because of potential bad weather, NASCAR has moved the green flag up to 2:06 in the afternoon instead of about 2:45.
NASCAR essentially bought themselves about a half hour of daylight. And I think that's a smart move. You don't have lights here, and maybe by starting it a little bit earlier than originally scheduled, might get you to halfway, might get you all the way if we get weather tomorrow. And it's pretty certain we will have weather when it hits. That's the big question. All right, we're going to let the field reset itself here as pit road is closed. 28 to go. Here is your full field rundown. Jesse Love and Carson Quaffle stayed out, so they're 1 and 2. Making a pit stop, four tires, Cole Custer. Fourth, Christopher Bell. Chandler Smith is fifth. Parker Kligerman, sixth. Seventh goes to Sammy Smith. Austin Hill, eighth. Sheldon Creed, ninth. And Justin Bodzignor is going to be 10th.
Riley Herbst, 11th. 12th is Justin Allgaier. Sam Mayer, 13th. 14th, Ryan Sieg. 15th, A.J. Allmendinger. Brandon Jones, 16th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 17th. Kyle Weatherman, 18th. 19th, Matt DiBenedetto. Jeb Burton in 20th.
Corey Heim, 21st. Brendan Poole, 22nd. 23rd is Anthony Alfredo. Jeremy Clements, 24th. Josh Williams, 25th. Alex Bowman will be 26th, Parker Retzloff 27th, Glenn Reen 28th, 29th to Mason Massey, and Blaine Perkins is 30th.
31st, Ryan Ellis, Garrett Smithley 32nd, 33rd, Kyle Sieg, Haley Deegan 34th, Nathan Bird 35th, then you have Armani Williams in 36th, Patrick Emmerling 37th, first car out today, he'll finish last in 38th. Leland Honeyman.
Seven cautions today for a total of 36 laps. We're going to add a couple of more laps on with the seventh caution of the day brought out by Armani Williams. So it's been a fairly clean race. And, Mark, I don't know that we've had any cars really dinged up today. Everybody's got all four corners on them.
So who knows?
Could end right now.
Yeah, you like to put the whammy on stuff. So whatever you've been saying, the opposite could happen on this restart. And look, we're at that stage of the race, Doug. When they come to the green flag, it'll be just 26 laps to go. It's all take, no give. And the two cars out front, Carson Quaple and Jesse Love, their tires are in pretty good shape, but Cole Custer is right behind him, and right beside him, Christopher Bell. This could be a key restart. If Bell can somehow get by Custer on this restart, we've got a brand-new ball game.
I think this restart is absolutely everything, Pat Patterson.
Yeah, what was that word you used earlier? Some trickeration? Will there be some trickeration in the middle of this? What I want to know as we get ready to restart. Slowly they come at me now. The GR Super Toyota takes it to the pit road. We're ready to find out who wants it the most.
So, again, it is Jesse Love leading them into the Geico restart zone. Green flag is out. Custer pushes the Carson Quaple car to the lead, but Chandler Smith now trying to make it three wide.
Three wide, four wide into turn number one. Somehow everybody makes it through. Carson Quaple hangs on to the race lead. Cole Custer will battle for second spot. Everybody wants a big lobster, and they're giving it away pretty soon. So here we go into turn three. Quaple out in front. Great restart there. Here comes Custer. He's gotten around Jesse Love, and he moves to second.
Quaple leads him back to start-finish line. Then it'll be Cole Custer, Jesse Love, and fourth place Christopher Bell, but he's being dogged by Chandler Smith.
More than dog, he'll be side-by-side and maybe bypass. Smith makes it three wide with Bell in the middle. Jesse Love to the top side of the racetrack as they charge off two. C. Bell now fights back. Love to the outside. Bell to the inside. He runs down to the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to grab that third spot here about midway through. But for the lead. Oh, we got a car going around. Chandler Smith spins it around. Everybody moves to try to stay away from the spinning number 81. Caution back out here in New Hampshire.
That'll be our ninth caution of the day, Mark Garrow. And fortunately for Chandler Smith, it's a one-car spin. Nobody else gets into him. Everybody's able to evade him, and that really kept a lot of folks alive in this race.
Carson Quaple got a reprieve from the governor because Custer had him lined up on the inside as they exited four as that yellow flag came out. We'll take a break here at New Hampshire with 24 laps to go in the SIAPS 200.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Don't go away. It looks like we're going to have a wild finish for this race here at the Magic Mile. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
We have entered the Toyota commercial free zone and race to the checkers, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. We're setting up for a shootout here with probably about 20 to go when they turn them loose.
What a great turnaround it is for Carson Quapple, Doug. We thought the strategy the team used by staying out longer to get their green flag pit stop would cost them, but they got what they needed, a yellow flag right out of that, and he has got the lead. And, Doug, what a great job he's done in the three races this season for Junior Motorsports. He was fourth at Martinsville, led 14 laps on the way to being the runner-up at Dover, finished 19th at Darlington. He's one of these young guys. He's only 21 years old. And, Doug, he's a guy that deserves a full-time ride on the Xfinity Series. The problem is, how do you find the room to get him in there? That's the problem right now for Junior Motors.
And the other problem is there's lots of folks that qualify that they think they deserve that ride, and there are people in this series right now that have openly said, why is nobody talking to me about Cup? Thinking about Sam Mayer. He's won six of these races, and he's like, what about me? Why am I getting passed over? Good questions, and I think there's just a lot of really quality drivers looking for spots right now. So we've had 8 yellow flags today, the most recent one coming out on lap 176. It'll be 20 to go when they come here. It'll be less than 20 when they turn them loose to fight this thing out. I want to give a little shout-out to Justin Allgaier. Mark, he had that terrible pit stop, got mired all the way back in 23rd a few laps ago, and he has fought his way and hung in there and got back up to 8th. And he's got a pretty racy car. Does he have one that's capable of running up there and winning? Don't know, but he's got a good car. And Monsignor has bounced back from that bad pit stop he had earlier. He's riding 6th right now.
So let's remember, this could be a heck of a story. Carson Quapple started last this afternoon in 38. So he's currently leading this race. He's made up the most positions today. He's made up 37 spots to lead this race. Again, they used strategy that looked like it was going to backfire, but it turns out it was the right call. And Quapple now has put himself in position. Can he hold off Cole Custer? I don't think so, but he's going to try.
Did a pretty good job getting away a moment ago, so we'll see. It'll play up. Let's give you the top 10 here before we turn them loose. It'll be Carson Quapple, Cole Custer, Christopher Bell, Jesse Love, Sheldon Creed, Justin Bonsignor, Sammy Smith, Justin Allgaier, Parker Kligerman, Austin Hill, and Ryan Sieg will ride in the 11th spot here since his car is sponsored by the race today, SIAPS. Thought we'd include him.
Nice job. Nice touch.
Trying to put the final brush strokes. All right, Pat Patterson, lights off on that Toyota Super Pace car.
Oh, yeah, and these fans in New England are on their feet because they want to see how this is going to play out. Quapo's got his hands full. He's got a bullet to his left, and he's got one
pointed right at his back. We'll see what he can do here as that Toyota GR Super Pace Car brings the field around, and we're headed to the Geico restart zone.
It'll be 10 laps to go when they come back this time by. Down on the inside, it's Cole Custer. To his outside, it's Quaffle. Quaffle gets a big push here from C. Bell. They're still side-by-side, rolling to one.
Bell elected to restart behind Quaffle rather than behind Cole Custer. Will it pay off? Here comes Bell to the bottom. Custer wants the race lead. We've got two cars spinning. Riley Herbst is involved. Sam Mayer is involved. Also several other cars, at least half a dozen. Caution is out once again.
And Cole Custer, it seems, might have been out in front of Cole Custer. We'll have to see how NASCAR will score that, as, again, those cars slow down coming out of turn four with Custer in front of Carson Quapel.
Austin Hill's got a lot of damage on the left front of his car, a lot of smoke coming out from the number 21, and that was a guy that was trying to fight up there and get him a good finish today, and it all evaporates over there in turn two. I'm mistaken. I misspoke. It's 19 laps to go, not 10 laps to go. I was trying to get the race over early here. So
what, do you got a dinner reservation?
But we're going to re-rack them again here. So that was caution flag number 9.
Wow. All right. So this race keeps taking on different complexions, and it looks like NASCAR indeed is going to score. Cole Custer, the leader, ahead of Carson Quapel. He had just about inched his way in front of him as that yellow flag came out, and indeed that is how NASCAR is going to score it. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter, Brett McMillan.
Well, Austin Hill was involved in that wreck. He's already in his pit stall. They got the saws out, cutting around the left front fender. They also have some damage on the right rear quarter panel as well. The crew's walking around taking a look at it, and we'll see. They're going to have them roll back around, and we'll see if they continue with some work on this car. A lot of damage to that number 21.
A.J. Allmendinger picked up some collateral damage here. So did Shane Van Gisbergen. It looks like Justin Bonsignor was also involved. Not enough that it's going to kick them out of the race, but it dinged up their race cars.
Bonsignor was the first car to go around. He might have had a little bit of help. There was a big jam of traffic there. Sam Mayer kind of in concert spun also at the same time. We're watching, again, the replay. There was just a lot of traffic back there. Hard to tell what happened. Doug, for Austin Hill, he won the opening two races at Daytona and Atlanta, had six consecutive top tens to open the season, but only three top tens the last nine races coming into this race. He will not get a top ten this afternoon with that late race problem. And for a team that's got all kinds of speed, competitive week in and week out, they've had a hard time getting the good finishes.
Some of it's been of their own making, and other times just wrong place, wrong time. This was one of those. I don't even know who triggered it. Looks like Bonsignor got turned, but I'm not sure who, and we've seen several different angles, who might have gotten into him to push him around, or did he do it of his own volition? Sam Mayer was also involved in that, so he's going to drop way back in the pack.
Just a tough break for a number of cars that were very competitive in this SIAPS 200 here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Again, tomorrow afternoon here on PRN, 1:30. PRN's coverage begins for the USA Today 301. NASCAR again has moved the green flag up to 206 instead of about 245. Again, bad weather could be an issue. NASCAR trying to buy a little bit of extra time. So for all the fans out there that have tickets, you need to get here a little bit earlier tomorrow to the Magic Mile.
So looking forward to that tomorrow, as they're going to turn them loose a little bit earlier. So for all you folks to say, I wish they'd start the races at 2 o'clock, you're just about going to get your wish. We're only going to be about 6 minutes off, weather permitting. There is more weather in the area tomorrow. Hopefully it stays away for about 3.5 hours and we get a whole race in.
And for all the Chase Elliott fans, hey, he's going to start from the pole position right next to one of his big buddies, Ryan Blaney.
And keep in mind that they had to start the field on NASCAR metrics because they didn't have any chance to get qualifying in. What'd they get in? Maybe 10 minutes of practice?
They got, most of the teams got 6 laps, about 4 or 5 teams got 7. So just about as quickly as they started practice, it had to end because of sprinkles on the racetrack. And we started, by the way, this Xfinity Series race on wet weather tires. Went about, what, 15, 20 laps or so?
About 10, I think.
About 10 laps, and then NASCAR put slicks because the track had begun to dry out. So we had to start again with wet weather tires.
With those wet weather tires being used, that bought more time. NASCAR had already moved up the start of this race, and that in combination moved this race along, and we I'm not going to be racing here at 7 o'clock at night and fighting darkness. By the way, there's a new dark policy, but it's not going to be in effect today, so we're not going to talk about it.
At least we don't think so.
We hope not. We certainly hope not. That's always tricky. What NASCAR has done is they said if darkness becomes an issue, they will set a time, a arbitrary time, and when they get to that time, they will then say, that's the white flag lap, there's one to go. They've kind of cleaned that up. Let's get out of Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Andrew Overstreet, who's the crew chief for Carson Quapel. You guys have only got a little bit of a break here with the caution. You're clicking off laps and keeping him up front.
Yeah, he's done an awesome job all day. We just didn't have track position because we had to start by the metric and start dead last. But he's worked his way up, and just so happened that the caution came out right as we had pitted, and good Lord let it work out for us. And this kid's done an amazing job in every race, and I'm sure he's going to finish it off.
He's got a couple of top tens for you. Like you said, he's done an amazing job. How much confidence do you have here over the closing laps?
I mean, he's a two-time Cars champion. He knows how to win these races, and he's told me that the Cars Tour is harder than what he's had to face here. So he knows how to go against these guys, and he races them well, and he's a veteran.
Good luck. Appreciate it. That's Andrew Overstreet, crew chief for Carson Quapel.
If Carson actually feels that way, he ought to keep that to himself.
Well, I think he's being nice to the guy that co-owns the car,
right,
Dale Earnhardt Jr., because he's part owner of the cars.
And look, the Cars Tour is one of the best late model tours in the country.
If that show comes to your local track, you need to go out and support it. They race really hard.
Coming up, Caraway Speedway. July 3rd, it looks like William Byron is going to be part of that Cars Tour race. Z-Max Cars
but
Tour.
But here's the thing about that tour, Mark. They don't need visiting hot shoes to put on a good show. Their regular tour group races really well.
And by the way, William Byron will show up, and probably he's not the odds-on favorite, and probably he could, but he's not going to be favored to take the checkered flag.
You and I have seen enough of these kind of things that when the big name shows up, nobody on the regular tour of whatever it is, whether it's the Cars Tour or whatever it was, gives any slack because they feel like
no respect.
That guy's already got his money. He's in the bank. All right, let's see how this sets up. Pat Patterson, Cole Custer out there right now, Carson Quapel, C. Bell, Jesse Love. Anybody jumping out at you?
Well, I mean, Custer has had such a good car this afternoon, and Christopher Bell has as well. I give Quapel all the credit in the world for what you guys have already been talking about. Jesse Love just continues to be. I mean, we've got a whole bunch of cars up here, depending on how this restart goes down, that can win this race. But I got to think that Custer, with his experience up there, he's got at least a little bit of an advantage, I think, on the rest of them.
NASCAR starter Caden Kreutzer has given the one-to-go signal. And at the line, Cole Custer has now led 100 laps of this SIAPS 200. Carson Quapel is second. Christopher Bell third. Jesse Love fourth. Fifth is Sheldon Creed. Justin Allgaier sixth. Parker Kligerman seventh. Eighth, Sammy Smith. Ryan Sieg is ninth. Tenth is Riley Herbst.
Dozen laps to go when they come back to the start finish this next time by. And just a scant 12 miles to finish this off here today in the Magic Mile in the SIAPS 200. Look forward to being back here tomorrow for the USA Today 301 main event here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. This one's been a lot. There's been a lot to chew on today.
Certainly has. Jason Brownlow behind the wheel of that Toyota GR Supra pace car has winked the lights off. They're lining up now in front of Pat Patterson. And Pat, Custer, it looks like, has chosen the outside of row one.
And I tell you, just kind of looking at this group, how they're going to start, Custer to the outside there, Quapel to the inside. There is a guy right in this mix, guys, that has never won an Xfinity Series race, and he really would like to get rid of that stat today. Sheldon Creed is right there beside Christopher Bell. Here goes the pace car, and here we go again at the Magic Mile.
As they work their way to the granite stripe, the green flag is back out of New Hampshire. Custer gets a big jump on the outside with Christopher Bell pressing him in turn one.
Bell will try to get alongside Carson Quapel. He'll do so in the middle of one and two. Cole Custer slides up just a bit. Three wide off the second corner. Creed on the bottom.
Here comes Sheldon Creed to the inside, making it three wide. Justin Allgaier pushing that group down the backstretch. Allgaier's going to move to the outside. Here comes Bell at the bottom of the racetrack. Custer with a two-car lead now. Back in the gas off four.
11
Trouble got a car in the wall. Just hit the wall hard over here. Turns 3 and 4. Haley Deegan's involved. And the 92 of Nathan Bird smacked the wall hard in 3 and 4. The yellow's back out.
Number 10 on the afternoon. It comes out as they cross the line with 11 to go. And Doug, one of the cars that was making a remarkable move on the outside in that restart, all of a sudden, Justin Allgaier's got a lot of race car underneath him. He had pulled very close to getting up beside Christopher Bell and Sheldon Creed for second and third. And we'll have to see where NASCAR scores him. He had made a big move on the outside, and the car had stuck.
So Nathan Bird, rough ending for him today, nicknamed the Birdman, and that car has been clipped on the backside. The back end of that machine tore off. Haley Deegan was able to right her car and come on around, but they're going to have to take the hook out there to get Nathan Bird off the racetrack.
Doug, you talked about a little while ago not really much going on here this afternoon as far as yellow flags. Looks like we've had a late break of yellow fever in the SIAPS 200.
Started on lap 168. We went 68 laps without any kind of problems at all on the racetrack. And then Armani Williams spun on lap 168, 176. That's when Smith spun in turn 4. Then we had the big accident in turn 2, but not really didn't tear up that many cars. Looked like Austin Hill got the worst of that. And then, of course, this one on lap 189. So in about the last 25 laps, we have had 4 yellow flags.
So, again, this race is a long way from over. And, Doug, I was really caught by surprise how well Justin Allgaier got rolling on that restart. He may have something to say after really struggling most of the afternoon. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Alan Cavana.
And, Pat, on Allgaier's radio, you can hear the smiles after that run that we just saw. At one point, Justin Allgaier was 3 wide on the outside, making all sorts of passes, making up all sorts of ground to get himself toward the front and put himself in position to win once again. As you mentioned, a lot of problems in the pits. At one point, Justin kind of slid through. Then they had a problem on the right side, disastrous left side. Justin came over the radio and they said, you know, after saying good job on that restart, and they said, yeah, I got to do what I have to do to make up all that, all the mistakes that I made personally. Justin Allgaier kind of took it upon himself, and that's the attitude he's going with right now, in position once again to possibly win this race.
Well, whenever they turn them loose here, they're not going to have a lot of laps. It'll be single digits. It'll be 9 laps to go when they come back to the line. So this race may restart with 4, possibly 5 laps left.
Yeah, it'll take a while to clean up that mess up there, Doug. And Justin Allgaier's already won this season. He's in the playoff, won at Darlington, and on his career, 24 Xfinity Series wins. And we talked about how he's a veteran of this tour, 454th start on the Xfinity Series here today.
Interesting mix in the top 5. Cole Custer, defending series champion. Cole Custer, a regular winner in this, has 13 series wins. C. Bell out there doing his thing, 17 series wins. And Sheldon Creed, this guy's been soldiering on, Mark, has never gotten to the checkered flag. Has been close a bunch, but has never taken a checkered flag. And then you got Allgaier, of course. He's won a ton. He's won 24 races in his career. And as you said, he's already got a W this year.
Yeah, and Carson Quapple back there in the 5th spot trying to grab another top 10. That would be 3 out of 4 in his Xfinity Series starts here in 2024. So that certainly would be a big deal for him. Doug, with Sheldon Creed, he has been very competitive. He was competitive with Richard Childress, had a chance to win some races. Also here early on in his first year with Joe Gibbs Racing and those very potent Toyotas out of that shop. And it just seems whatever needs to be done late in a race, it just doesn't come together for him. Whether it's him, strategy, you know, other things that other drivers are doing, it just never seems to come together.
I find Sheldon Creed very likable. He's a pretty good driver. But, Mark, you've been in 2 of the best rides in the business as far as Xfinity is concerned. You've spent some time in tutelage at Richard Childress Racing, and now you're at Joe Gibbs Racing. Those cars win. People like Ryan Truex, who are not mainstays in this, hop in there, and he's won twice, and other people take those cars to the front. For Sheldon Creed, he needs that day to where he can put the final brushstrokes on a win here.
Absolutely, Doug. When you look around, when your teammates are winning, you're not. That puts even more pressure on. And to Sheldon Creed's credit, he said to open the season, if I can't win in this car, I need to think about, you know, exactly, you know, what kind of job I want down the road, because he feels that the equipment is that good. And you mentioned Nemechek. You mentioned Ryan Truex winning, Doug. For Joe Gibbs Racing, in this 20 car that Christopher Bell is trying to go 4-for-4 here at New Hampshire as far as his Xfinity Series career, John Hunter Nemechek won in it at Vegas, Ryan Truex at Dover, Eric Almirola at Martinsville. No matter who they put in this car, it's always riding towards the front. And again, if you're a Sheldon Creed and you watch them win on a part-time schedule, puts even more pressure on.
That's a lot of onus to carry around out here. They will say it'll be one to go next time by, so that means it looks like we will have a 6-lap dash to the finish here. Not much. It was a half hour ago that we only had 12 laps to go. So we're kind of slogging our way to the end of this.
Now, you kind of did a Ricky Rudd on this race. You just
want to explain what that means?
Well, every time you used to mention Ricky Rudd back in the day, yeah. I mean, Ricky's doing great. And then Ricky would blow an engine, cut a tire, somebody would wreck him. And so yeah. Eventually Ricky walked up to Doug and said, don't you dare and mention my name again.
You were a pox upon you and your house. By the way, congratulations to Ricky Rudd getting elected to the NASCAR
absolutely.
Hall of Fame. I was so glad to see the Rooster get in there. I just felt like he had a Hall of Fame career.
The very first Cup drivers I got a chance to meet as the PR director at Dover, Delaware, a long time ago, Ricky Rudd and Bobby Allison. Couldn't have picked two better, and both are in the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
So glad to see Rudd get elected last time by, and also Carl Edwards. Congrats to him, too. They'll be inducted later on this year as part of the modern era drivers that got in. All right, Pat Patterson, we've done the math. 6 miles left to go when they come back around this next time.
Yeah, watching these cars come into turn three right now, going through the mind of each one of these race car drivers trying to figure out, all right, how do I jump? How's the best way to get into turn one down there? Because we all know the guy that gets off turn two cleanly might be the guy that's going to win this race. It's Custer and Bell up front. Then it's Allgaier and Creed. We're ready to start.
Custer is on the outside of row one. Green flag is back out. He gets a good jump from the outside. Sheldon Creed on the outside now draws even with Christopher Bell.
Bell will go to the low side. Creed up top. Cole Custer on the outside. Here comes Christopher Bell. He'll drive to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll race side by side off turn two with Cole Custer. Cole Custer is not going to make this easy. Runs him as hard as he can into turn three. Side by side for the lead. They stay locked together. Here comes Creed to the outside. They stay again side by side all four.
5 laps to go here at New Hampshire. Side by side for the lead at the stripe. Cole Custer by about a foot. But Bell battles back to the inside. They stay side by side.
Two drivers with a reputation to run hard, but they don't wreck each other. Let's see what happens. Christopher Bell will give up half a car length off turn two. Now trouble down in turn number one. We've got a car spinning around. Let's see if the caution comes out. And yes, it does.
Yellow flag number 11. And again, Custer and Bell side by side. We'll have to see how NASCAR scores it. Those two guys just could not get away from each other. They were locked together there in turn four when that yellow flag came out. And we'll have to see how NASCAR scores it. It looked to me like Custer had a slight advantage, but we'll have to wait and see.
I think that was Mason Massey and Haley Deegan involved in a little altercation down there that brought out caution flag number 11. And we are slouching our way to the end of this mark. It's not going to be easy. We're headed to overtime now.
And at this point, when they come back across the stripe, only 3 to go. So I guess if we do our math correctly, you are absolutely right. We're going overtime in the SIAPS 200. It may be the SIAPS 202 or 203 or 205.
Little free baseball today here as we go into extra innings here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And that was good stuff because they crossed the line, Mark. It was pretty close to a dead heat. Custer edged him out by just a blink.
On the outside, he could get a little bit better run, exit of two and exit four, to be able to hold off Bell on the bottom. Bell did a good job, Rob Albright, staying down at the bottom, getting a good run, but Custer just a tick better on the outside.
Yeah, he did. Now, Cole Custer may have to change things up a little bit. Whatever method he utilized, he knows what Bell is going to do. He'll line up inside once again. But Custer's going to have to maybe slow the start, restart down, or maybe try to jump the restart just a little bit. What do you think, Pat, in order to get the advantage over Christopher Bell?
Well, you know, again, you got two really good guys when it comes to restarts. You got two guys that obviously are really good at this racetrack. So, I mean, it'll be the same thing again. They're going to fight as hard as they can to be the first guy off of turn two. And they know this time, if anything happens behind them, being as much in front as Custer was right there, I mean, just that smidge gives him that advantage, at least of being the guy that's going to get to go first. So, this is what it's all about, racing for the win in Loudon, and the fans are loving it.
And you would think, okay, Christopher Bell, Cup driver, successful at that level. Is he as hungry? Yeah, because he wants to be the guy that goes 4 for 4 here. That's a big badge of honor to
wear. Absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, Sheldon Creed and Justin Allgaier did not let those two get away. They were right there battling for the third spot and trying to make a run at the number one spot before the checkered flag fell. So don't count those two guys out. They hung with them.
You're right. They're back there lurking around in row two. If anybody slips, or maybe they just come up and force the issue here, because it's going to be an overtime situation. 203 laps will get to race at least that many when they get ready to turn them loose next time by. But no, the lights are still on that Toyota Pace car, so it'll be at least another couple of laps around.
We have some safety vehicles on the back straightaway trying to blow some debris off the racetrack, and they're making their way now down towards turn number three. When they clear, NASCAR will set us up for this overtime finish. And again, we can only hope for that tomorrow.
And I'm not upset at all that we're here a little extra today. I'm just glad that we got this race in its entirety today at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. It was looking really iffy.
And again, it's still a very dark, murky kind of day, but it's dry here at New Hampshire. We've got a big crowd here, and so it's also not only good news for us and the competitors, we get it all in. Most importantly, it's great for the fans.
I've got to give Mark Garrow credit. I'm doing this out in front of God and everybody, Mark. This, you told me this morning as we were riding into the infield, you said, I've lived around here a good bit of my life. It's really not going to rain today. This is just going to be like this. Murky, I think, is the word you used, and that's what we've had all day long, which is great for the race fans that spend a lot of time, effort, and money to come out here to be able to see some pretty good racing. And this one's been a dandy.
And it's really been kind of comfortable, right? The heat index is down today, and so it's a nice, comfortable thing. You don't have to worry about sunburn or putting sunblock on. It's really turned into a great day for the fans. And it's a pretty good crowd for an Xfinity Series race. It really is.
And they're going to stay under yellow for at least one more lap here, so we're going to have a nice little total when this is all said and done. It will be lap 200 when they come by, so that'll be the prescribed amount of laps. So some bonus racing here today as we go into NASCAR overtime. Keep in mind, most of you already know this, the leader takes the white flag, the next flag ends the race. And it doesn't matter who brings it out.
And it doesn't matter if it's a yellow or a checkered. Next flag wins it.
We've seen that a couple of times this year. We saw it at Texas Motor Speedway when Chase Elliott won his race. That was on the last lap, and that race ended under the yellow. And, you know, it does play out, and this one could easily do the same.
If you're the leader and you get the yellow flag like that, you're going like, nice and easy to the finish line. I don't have to worry about this a bit.
No pressure. But, you know, I do like seeing a race end under the green. I love this restart rule. I really like the way they've done it. They don't force them to keep going over and over again, but you do get ample chances.
So it looks like Caden Kreutzer, the starter for NASCAR, has rolled up his yellow flag. That means he's going to hold it aloft. He is signaling one to go before we go back to green. So as they hit the stripe, this is going to be lap 200. So it's green, white, and then we hope a checkered flag to end the SIAPS 200. And here we go. Custer has chosen the outside of row number one again and allows Christopher Bell to draw to his inside. Rob Albright, what do we got in the next two or three rows?
Well, I'm kind of surprised that Sheldon Creed has elected to line up behind Cole Custer rather than behind his teammate
in Christopher Bell. That means the inside lane in row number two is going to be occupied by Justin Allgaier. So don't count either one of those guys out behind them. Carson Quappel still in the mix with a shot at this thing. Pat, it's anybody's race.
Boy, you got that right. As we watch him come slowly down the backstretch now with the lights off on the pace car, you wonder about Creed, and you think about it for just a second. You know, Creed lines up on the backside of the 20 car. Those are teammates getting ready to get into it with each other. So maybe Sheldon Creed's got a thought about trying to push really hard on this restart to see if he can somehow gain an advantage. You got Justin Allgaier lining up beside Creed. Then you watch these front two cars, Bell and Custer. They're locked together. They stayed locked together the last restart. Here comes the Toyota GR Supra pace car to the pit road. Man, this is going to get good. NASCAR overtime.
Pull the belts tight. Here we go for a green-white checkered flag finish. The green flag is out. Custer again from the outside gets a big jump on Christopher Bell.
It was a huge acceleration for Cole Custer. He distances himself right now. It is Sheldon Creed. He wants a second spot. All the way to the bottom is Justin Allgaier. Here comes Carson Quappel.
Out in front, here's Cole Custer. He's got the lead by only a half a car length. Sheldon Creed charges hard right up to his bumper. Middle of turns three and four. Creed gets right to his bumper. Can he do anything with him? Custer leads all four.
Christopher Bell got shuffled back to third, but now he tries to make the move to the inside and take it away in the second spot here, going after Creed.
Cole Custer goes from first to third. It is Sheldon Creed to the outside. Christopher Bell to the inside. Creed slides sideways. Christopher Bell with the race lead.
Bell down the backstretch. Will he be able to hold on and get this win? Custer comes back to battle Creed for the second spot. Here comes Bell once again. Midway through three and four. Stands up on the gas of the 20. Christopher Bell will lead him all four.
On the last lap, Christopher Bell makes the move that wins the SIAPS 200. He wins for the fourth time in four races for the Xfinity Series here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway in the Magic Mile. He's 4-for-4, and Sheldon Creed comes up short again as he winds up the runner-up, and Cole Custer, who took the white flag as the leader, winds up in third.
Magic Mile indeed had some magic today for the race winner out there and what he was able to do with Christopher Bell, 4-for-4. Four Xfinity races, four times, that guy leaves here with the checkered flag.
Cole Custer got a little bit of a bump coming out of turn four, coming to the white flag from Sheldon Creed. He slid up the racetrack,